That's true. Why is there war? You're wrong.
Sure, fall back on the war issue. That is wrong.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, let's try and have a debate, not recreate the Tower of Babel. Continue.
Man is a rational being. That's that. That's that. So when a fly sister walks by, it's your reason that makes you hit on her, right, lover boy? Flap, flap, flap. Now, the decision to speak to that woman is rational. If you were ruled purely by your emotions, you'd just jump on every woman you saw.
Dwayne does.
Miss Pebble.
Dr. Mason, I wouldn't exactly call Hobbes, Plato, and Kant a lively bunch. They're hardly in any position to assess human nature.
Opinion.
I'm with her. Take Immanuel Kant. The man lived like a monk. Already his premise is shaky.
Oh, his lifestyle is beside the point.
Well, perhaps not. Thank you, Sam.
Sit down, boy.
Do these philosophers speak only from their own experience? Can their theories apply to the average man? Perhaps Mr. Johnson can answer that.
May I ponder that?
The answer is not on the ceiling, but in ourselves, had we done the reading.
Go back to sleep, baby.
Mercifully, our time is up. Now, your joint research papers are due next Monday, and if you don't have a partner, find one. And remember, this paper is worth 35% of your grade. Class dismissed.
Charisse, every time you open your mouth, I see your grade plummet. Just hush up.
Honey, who died and made you Queen of Sheba?
Remember, I got the word processor, but I have the words.
Hey, Dwayne, you argue all the wrong points, but you do well. And I think you and me could do some serious damage on this paper.
Well, I could be open for that. You know, I was thinking of doing something on the social contract dealing with Rousseau.
I guess it's time we got to work on our paper.
I was thinking of doing the paper with Sam.
But you said you were going to do it with me. Would you excuse us for a minute? I'm hurt. I'm deeply hurt.
Nothing about you is deep.
What about friendship? Teamwork, brotherly bonding.
I believe in all that. I'm just a little concerned about what happens when my A bonds with your D.
Okay, fine. Leave me in the dust. Diss me altogether.
Sam, I'm afraid I have to take a rain check. I was just reminded of a prior commitment.
Oh, well, good luck with your silent partner.
In the words of Mark Twain, better to be silent and just be a fool than to speak and prove it.
That was Lincoln, and you said it wrong.
The point is moot.
The point is we only have 5 days.
Ronnie.
Noelle. Wonderful.
Do you have a class now? I was hoping we could grab a bite.
Noelle, my schedule is open.
So is the library.
You don't work, I understand.
No, no, no. Noelle, come with us.
Oh, no, 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 Noelle. Please don't.
Tell you what, go to the library, find us a table, check out the books. I'll be there in half hour, 45 minutes tops. Better make it an hour.
Hi, Dwayne.
Oh, Teddy. Frankie.
Freddie.
I knew it was a guy's name.
I'm going to get a job today. That's why I'm dressed like this. What do you think?
Well, I think your dressmaker had a green thumb.
Thank you. The job's at the pit in the kitchen.
Well, good luck, Freddie.
Thank you. I can see you've got a lot of work to do. I'm gone.
It's about time.
Sorry I'm late, but Noelle's not. But not to worry. I am here, and my mind is yours. What topic did we pick?
Okay, Rousseau's Social Contract as an invitation to totalitarian government and the guillotine.
Death! This is really good. Oh, look, a spelling mistake. Shall I just circle it?
If you want it to be the last thing you do...
Touchy-touchy.
Ron, I've been waiting for you for almost 2 hours. If you keep this up, we won't have a research paper. We'll have a research paragraph.
What are you getting so hasty for? It's only philosophy. It's not like you can use it in life.
Well, I'm sorry, but some of us are planning to go to grad school.
And you're going to be an engineer. So what are you going to do when you're planning your suspension bridge, stop in the middle and say, wait a minute, is this bridge rational?
I don't want you to strain yourself. Do you think you could do 5 minutes of work for me?
I'm getting the strange feeling that you don't think I'm holding up my end of this pony.
That's exactly what I think.
Well, you're wrong, mister. Behold.
Index cards. Whoa.
We're gonna need these.
Do me a favor. Start reading because you have to take notes on all of this.
I've got it covered.
Okay.
Cannot satisfy myself with 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Next. I said next. Well, don't just stand there.
Mr. Gaines, I'm Freddie Brooks.
Are you qualified?
Yes, I'm bright, I'm friendly, and I'm a National Merit Scholar.
No experience.
Well, I did have a paper out once, and I helped out a lot at home.
Well, start peeling.
Here?
Well, it's not a take-home test. You. Now, any experience?
I worked at Bubble Burger in Columbus, Ohio, all through high school. I started out as Onion Girl, then I was Bubble Burger collator, and last summer I was promoted to...
Are you finished?
I think so.
Oh, my goodness, girl! I told you to peel it, not torture it. Bubble Burger, now you got a job. Now, be here in the morning at 7 o'clock and wear a hairnet. I don't want hairs running all loose in my kitchen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
You forgot about me, sir.
Oh, no, I didn't. Go to Buildings and Grounds. Now, they're looking for people to prune trees with saws. People to prune trees with saws. And you'll like that.
Biochemistry. Well, please, let me give you my bio because we definitely have the chemistry.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do. You could be the acid to my base, baby. And if you want proof, tonight at Alpha House, there's a beach party, 9:30.
Well, maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe I'll see you there.
Maybe. Bring all your elements, baby.
Ronald,
let's hit the books because in a few hours I have a chance for a little spontaneous combustion. Let the research begin.
Let the research end.
What are you talking about?
Behold, our papier, senor.
Huh. Immanuel Kant, political lamb in a wolf's world. My boy.
My boy, you wrote this?
No.
I let my dinero do the writing. Now you and I can hang out, catch a flick, slam a few dunks, and still have enough time to get into our nappiest attire for the beach party.
Wait a minute, Ronnie, you telling me you bought this paper?
You catch on fast. I even spent an extra $5 for an A. Personally, I would have been satisfied with a C, but I know how picky you are.
Are you bugging? We can get kicked out of school for this.
If they caught us. But this paper's vintage, 10 years old. Dr. Mason only started teaching here 8 years ago. And Ron Johnson does his research. He does his research.
Ron Johnson is a buckethead.
I spend my money so we can hang out, and this is the thanks I get?
Wait a minute. What we are we talking about? Are we talking about me and you, or you and what's-her-face?
Oh, jealousy rears its pointy green head.
Me jealous of you? Wake up, Muttley, you're dreaming again.
You have every right to be. I have a woman. You have Immanuel Kant.
I could have had a date tonight if I didn't have you for my doofus research partner.
Doofus?
Doofus. And because of your doofusity, we have to stay here. Stay up half the night, miss out on the party, and do the work that you didn't do.
Didn't do? Do you know how far I drove to get this paper?
Unbelievable. I had my chance. I could have worked with someone who's actually read a book and not just looked at the pictures.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. Instead, I get stuck with someone whose idea of an intellectual challenge is spelling his name in alphabet soup.
Whoa, whoa, this can't be my best friend talking.
Yes, it is. Listen up.
I don't even know who you are. What happened to the Dwayne Wayne that snuck a dead rat out of the lab so that I could dissect it in my room and not flunk biology?
And you still flunk.
That's not the point. The point is, when people complained about the funk, you covered by saying you were suffering from athlete's foot. That was beautiful. That was friendship.
That was me covering for you as usual, and it's played out.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. If you see the real Dwayne Wayne, tell him his best friend is looking for him. Dwayne, take it easy. What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing, which is exactly what's between that boy's ears. Nothing.
What did he do now?
Ron Johnson doesn't have a serious bone in his whole body, and if he does, it's buried way beneath that fat in the back of his head.
You know you're talking about your best friend, right?
Oh, what a prize. The national poster boy for irresponsibilities? Jaleesa, if there is a short, stupid way to get from point A to point B, he's on it.
Forgive me, but isn't that a road that you two usually travel together?
Not anymore.
Well then, just find yourself a new best friend.
Where am I gonna find somebody who knows me like Ron does? He knows me. And I'm complex. Last year, he knew how I felt about Denise even before I did. And he never told a soul.
It was a well-kept secret.
He's got potential, but somewhere between his mind and his mouth, he gets lost.
All I know is just now, you were pretty rough on him.
Rough?
You don't read, you just look at the pictures. Can't even spell your name in alphabet
soup. Jaleesa, I've said worse to him.
But just now it sounded like you meant it, Dwayne.
I was just making a point. All right, I meant it. I didn't mean all of it, though.
Whether you meant it or not, maybe Ron is tired of listening to it. I mean, I know I would be. You were always pushing the guy around, and you always get your way.
So you're saying I should do things Ron's way, even if it's stupid and wrong?
Do you want your friend back or not?
Yes. Thanks.
Okay. I am never looking for another job as long as I live. Ever.
Don't you want to know why?
Yeah. Because I'm unqualified in every way known to man.
Come on now, you're being too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got turned down at the library, the school paper, health services.
Freddie, rejection is a part of job hunting.
Hockey center, buildings and grounds, laundry services, Mr. Gaines at the pit, and custodial service.
Humiliation is also a part of job hunting.
I've never heard the word no so many times in my entire life. It's like there's this campus-wide campaign going, just say no to Freddie.
I guess the only thing for you to do is to call your parents and tell them you want to come home.
I can't do that. I did that last week.
Freddie, you are not the first girl in the world to be turned down for a job. Do you think I got the first job I applied for?
Yes.
Okay, I did. But because I saw a job I wanted and I went after it, I became a pest at Bubbleburg. I got to know everybody. Even gave them suggestions for their special sauce.
No place I went to had a special sauce.
You know what I'm talking about.
Kim, I can't go back out there.
Yes, you can. Maybe without that flowered dress. But you can. Now think. What job did you want most? Where did you feel most comfortable? Who was the most receptive?
Mr. Gaines.
Hey, you mind if I join you?
The law against it.
Noel.
Oh, no. Sometimes a man needs to just be alone. Just him and his pain.
Look, I've been thinking about it, and I decided since you shelled out the cash, we should use the paper. Besides, I read it, and it's not half bad.
You mean it?
Yeah, I mean it. I still think it's stupid and wrong, but papers due Monday. We don't have much choice. Besides, you're my man.
Yes, I am. Okay.
Well, since we don't have any work, let's do what you said. Let's catch that flick before the beach party.
Yeah.
And after that, we'll go over to Renee's ribs and get the deluxe slab.
Like we used to.
Man stuff.
I love it.
Boy. Wait a minute. We can't have any ribs on an empty stomach. You want something from in there?
Yeah, I have a large order of whatever. Large order of whatever you're having. My appetite is back.
Go ahead, get your bag.
Now, that's my buddy.
Hello, Rinaldus.
Whitley.
Charisse and I finished our paper for Dr. Mason a full 2 days before the deadline. And it is profound, if I do say so myself.
I think it's even more profound the two of you didn't kill each other.
I will admit the girl is rough-hewn, but her utter lack of grace is made up for by her intellect. I am more than confident that our little opus will garner an A. Wonder how Coco is today.
Emmanuel Kant. Political lamb in a wolf's world? Wait a minute.
Hey, you know I'm thinking after the ribs.
Forget the ribs. We are barbecue.
What are you talking about?
This. The dude double-crossed me. He sold Whitley the same paper he sold me.
What?
If we hand this in, we'll get suspended, kicked out, KO.
You know, you couldn't go to a guy who sold one-of-a-kind papers. No, you had to go to the International House of Papers.
This is awful. But we can't pan it. We can't pan it. We have to come up with a plan. A plan. I say we write the paper.
Well, what about the beach party?
Are you crazy? We have work to do. Work. Lots of it. Where are your notes?
Somewhere.
We'll go somewhere and find them.
Well, what about my French fries?
You can get some at the library. Let's go.
Mr. Gaines?
Don't bother me. I'm in the Everglades.
Please, sir.
Oh, you. Now you know I have high blood pressure.
I'm here about the dishwashing job.
Oh, my.
But I have a lot of experience. I've been doing dishes after dinner since I was 14.
Well, now, that's a lot of broken china.
Sir, I've decided I want this job.
The position has been filled, miss. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Mr. Gaines?
Yes?
I just want you to know that I'm going to be a pest until you hire me.
Well, now, isn't that nice? She's going to be a pest. Well, I'm going to buy me a boat, take it down to the Everglades. It's easier wrestling with crocodiles than fighting with these children.
Lack of sleep really sensitizes your senses. This room is vibrant.
Call me Exhausted Incorporated.
I still feel my title is zippier.
I am not putting my name on anything called the Joy of Plato.
It's a play on the joy of cooking, which is appropriate because Plato has given us his recipe for good government.
What? Wait a minute. Excuse me, what's your title?
Plato's Republic, a critical study.
What happened to Immanuel Kant?
He died. 1804, look it up.
I'm talking about the paper you and Whitley bought. The paper she had in the pit on Friday.
Friday? We just finished our paper last night. Get some sleep, homeboy.
Whitley, what gives? You had a paper on Immanuel Kant.
Why, Rinaldus? I haven't the vaguest idea what you're talking about. Do I, Dwayne?
Hey, man, you set me up. We wrote this for nothing.
Oh, you looking for your old partner?
He's